Chapter 11. According to witnesses, the alleged perp, a native of Jamaica named Shimal Ibanez, had boarded a bus at 110th Street with a machete hidden under his jacket. Screaming "White man is devil," he began hacking his way through the bus, severely mauling two people before he was overcome by other passengers, most of whom were black or Hispanic. Sarah joined a hepped-up Baltazar at the one-way to stare at this sad specimen of humanity as he twitched on a bench. His dreadlocks looked like hair clogs in a drain. He was emaciated, had a black eye and a split lip, and wore baggy Oshkosh but gosh coveralls. Sarah could smell his foul odor and bad breath through the glass. Baltazar was practically frothing at the mouth, licking an Italian ice and exulting over the apprehension. "There he is. Don't look like much, does he?"
"Oh, come on, Roy," Sarah protested.
"Look at that guy. Have you seen the video? That guy can't even tie his own shoes, let alone sneak into a penthouse on Fifth Avenue."
"Pezzini," he confessed.
"Case closed.
I want to talk to him."
"No way. Come on. It's my case. We already got a confession, and somebody tipped off the PD's office, so one of their birds is headed our way.
Come on, Baltazar. You owe me that much."
"Owe you? How do I owe you? For all the bullshit practical jokes I put up with, for one thing." Baltazar grinned snarkily.
"Okay. But I'm going in with you in case he tries to twist your head off." Siri stood behind them.
"Go ahead.
I want to see this."
Shimal Ibanez smelled like the monkey cage at the zoo. He stared at them with pinprick eyes, ivory yellow whites showing all around, like an extra from I Walked with a Zombie.
"White devils?" he barked.
"Mr. Ibanez, I'm Detective Pezzini. Would you mind telling me what you told this other gentleman earlier?"
"About what, white devil woman?"
"Dad, I and I killed a white devil antique man and a guy on the park?"
"Dad is not in doubt. I already told you. Ya come to I in a vision. He were the Lion of Judah riding on a black horse. He command I and I to kill the white devil."
"How did you kill them, Mr. Ibanez?"
"I stabbed them with Judah's mighty sword."
"Where did you stab them, Mr. Ibanez?"
He touched himself on the forehead and in the heart.
"Here.
And here."
Sarah put her hands on her hips and turned toward Baltazar, her mouth a slash.
"We have the murder weapon," Baltazar responded defiantly.
The door opened and the public defender hustled in, a stocky woman with a butch haircut.
"Mr. Ibanez, I'm Lisa Thorgard, your public defender. Please don't say another word to these men.
Gentlemen, do you mind?"
Sarah looked at Baltazar.
He shrugged.
They left the PD to her client.
"Roy, once they match the so-called murder weapon with the striations on our two decaps, you'll realize you're barking up the wrong tree.
I mean, use your noodle, for God's sake. How in the world could a dirtbag like that get into Bachman's shop in the middle of the night?
Bachman would never let him in."
"You think Bachman knew his killer?"
Siri stood to one side, his unlit cigar tracking the conversation like a boom mic.
"Yeah, I do. In both cases, the killer took a rare sword."
"Does that guy look like a sword collector to you?"
Baltazar began to crumble.
"Okay, okay. But he did maim two people on the bus?
We got a dozen witnesses."
"Good for you." There was a shriek and a scuffle from the interrogation room. Baltazar opened the door to find Ibanez, straddling Thorgard, who was down on the floor trying to defend herself against his blows. Flecks of her raving client's saliva speckled her face. Baltazar immediately applied a headlock and dragged Ibanez off the terrified public defender, while cutting off his air.
"Don't kill him,"
Sarah warned, rushing to help Thorgard, who was sitting up and coughing.
I think Mr. Ibanez would really be more comfortable being represented by an attorney of color," she coughed.
Sarah helped her to her feet and out of the room. Baltazar emerged a minute later and shut the door.
"He'll be all right. We're gonna ship him to lockdown until you straighten out your attorney differences."
"He didn't scratch you or bite you, did he?"
"No, I'm all right.
What about you, Thorgard?"
The PD searched herself.
Her jacket was scuffed, but she was otherwise all right.
"We lucked out," Sarah said.
"No shit you lucked out," Siri said.
"Baltazar, the next time some nut job confesses to a murder, try to get some independent corroboration, aka evidence.
Know what I mean?"
"Sorry, Chief.
If it were that easy, I'd have retired long ago."
Raj was at his desk when Sarah returned to the bullpen.
"What's happening with the videotape?"
she asked.
"We have secured the cooperation of Ravensoft Graphic Image Works. I sent the tape over to them.
They will isolate the image and work up computer models of weight, height, and right or left-handedness. Who they? They are just as the name implies, Raj replied in his sing-song lilt, a company that deals in graphic and computer imaging. They are most famous for the bloody popular video game, Soldier of Fortune. Do you mean bloody, as in literally drenched in corpuscles, or bloody in the British sense, as if to imply emphasis or feeling? The latter, Raj replied without batting a lash. Sarah batted Raj on the shoulder. Bloody good work. Keep me informed. Anybody wants me, I'll be home.